Sing it.
Welcome back to the Stallion Scoop. I'm Gavin Aiken.
And I'm Tatum Fetterman.
We have a special guest for the podcast today. I'd like to welcome Gabrielle Belizzi from Girls Volleyball to the Stallion Scoop.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Alright, we've got a few questions for you. The team has been on a roll so far. You've been on a 5-game winning streak and you haven't lost a set in the last 2 matches. What has been the key to this run?
I would say practicing every single day kind of helps, and making the most of practice times and really staying focused.
Earlier in the year, you played some absolute powerhouses like Modern Day and Oak Ridge. How has that experience helped you out over the season?
It helped us a lot because we found out what we needed to work on to make us a stronger and better team. Things like communication that we learned that we weren't very strong with, or our connection with each other or trust. We've definitely grown from the experience, so yeah.
Last year, the girls volleyball team ran through their league opponents in a similar way to what you're doing now. How does this year's team compare to last year?
We did lose a couple of really good players, but we gained a lot of good freshmen this year, and I think just our bond is a lot stronger than it was last year, so I think we'll go further this year.
Qualification for CIF almost seems certain at this point. How prepared do you feel the team is for CIF?
I think we're pretty prepared. But playing teams such as Modern Day or SM, I think we need a little bit more training and time, but thank goodness CIF isn't until another month. So yeah, I think we're pretty good.
Thanks for being on the show, Gabby. The next home game for girls volleyball is October 10th against Aliso Niguel, so make sure to show up and support.
That wraps up the Stallion Scoop. Remember, Stallions, don't forget to ride for the brand.